It's hard to know what to say about this guy.
I know. Chip Humphrey's one of our favorite in the company. He's been here to do Super Saturdays for us. And
I will say this. We know almost everybody in Legal Shield that's done anything. I don't know of anybody else that's probably more passionate about life than Chip Humphrey.
Yeah,
he's passionate about his wife. He's passionate about his friends. He's passionate about his kids.
About his athletic abilities and diving.
He's a very passionate guy, and he really has a heart, and he cares.
Yeah, he does.
And he's one of the great teachers and mentors out in Legal Shield. And
mm-hmm.
my God, if you haven't met him, this is a shot for you to meet him. He's going to be there. I mean, this guy. You know, a lot of people do this so they can leave their job because they hate their job, but a lot of people love their career. I absolutely love the career. He loves his career.
Yeah.
And he has built into a millionaire club member and still keeping his regular position with the company after all these years. And we're just so proud to have him as a friend. And I think all of you, you know, please say hi to Chip when he's at the convention. You know, get his autograph or something. I mean, this guy is a class act.
Yeah, of course. And, of course, he's in the Profile to Success, so he will be signing autographs on that book.
Oh, yeah.
And I do want to let everybody know that he's officially a coach and an assistant principal at a big high school in Florida. His wife is a full-time pharmaceutical rep. They are two of the busiest people on the planet. They both stay individually in Performance Club. And
they both have a position
yes.
because they were with Legal Shield prior to coming in, right?
Right, that's exactly
and
right.
And he's known worldwide. I mean, not just for Legal Shield, but for his athletic abilities. I mean, this
yeah.
guy was a high diver. All over the world. I mean, to sit and listen to him is just amazing. It's
yeah.
like going to a Disney movie.
To watch some of those videos are great, too. So one more thing, too. I've got to say this. That of course, Chip and Michelle were in Cancun with us, and they were selected among the thousands of people there. They were selected to speak to us at the meeting that first morning. That was at the reception, I think, as we were wrapping up the weekend. And he and Michelle both did a phenomenal job. It was just so compelling. And
I had never seen her speak like that.
Yeah, they both were. It was really touching and compelling. And we're so excited. They've been on their platinum run. They're in the run to be a 12-month platinum. And so it's exciting to have you. And we're going to shut up because we want to hear you, Chip.
Chip, take it away, buddy.
I know you've got another call.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank and Teresa. It is a pleasure to be on the call to, kind of share some insights that I've had over the last 17 years now building our business with Legal Shield. So hello, everyone. On behalf of my beautiful wife, Michelle, who is unfortunately unable to be on the call, she's in Vegas right now. She's actually at her company's recognition dinner banquet, if you will, and I'm hoping that she's going to win one of the top awards there. It's called the Run Through the Warehouse, and she won it last year. She had a minute, or I should say we had a minute to run through the warehouse, and everything you grabbed you kept, and they drop shipped it right to your house. So that was very, very exciting. So I'm hoping she does really good this time around too, as far as winning that incentive. Michelle and I both do Legal Shield on a very part-time basis, about 15 hours a week combined. And because of the success that we've achieved, I think it's one of the best stories inside the whole company. And it really just shows everybody that you can build this business on a part-time basis. Obviously full-time is better because that's if you're working it right, but you're putting more time into your business. And, you know, Frank's right. I do love my job. I love the kids. I love the kids. I can't say I love my job. I love the kids. I'm a people person. I love people. I love life, and I love living. But next year will be my last year as an assistant principal because I need to spend more time working and building my Legal Shield business and helping people over here. So I'm very excited about that. But I'm very fortunate to have married a young lady, Michelle Dawson, now Dawson Humphrey, who had her own success in Legal Shield, and now we've come together, and our synergy has helped us to qualify for platinum 3 months in a row now, and this month we'll make it our fourth month in a row. And really just following in the footsteps of Frank and Teresa, who we've known now for about 17 years and have always been following in their footsteps. They're great leaders, and you're very fortunate. What I want to just talk to everybody about tonight about is, really working the business on a part-time basis and to maintain having a recruiting mindset, because this business is really all about it's an education. We talk about a growth mindset. I think a recruiting mindset is the same thing, because we say new blood is the lifeblood in this industry, and I'll go into that a little bit more. But maintain a recruiting mindset. And the other thing I want to just kind of touch on is to follow the system inside of Legal Shield. So if you're, doesn't matter where you are in your journey to success with Legal Shield and how much time you've been with us or how little time you've been with us, you could be brand new. You know, I'm here to serve and be an example and to tell you that you can be very successful with Legal Shield as long as you follow the system. And the system is laid out for you. You know, attend a weekly briefing every week with guests, expose at least two people a day, brand new people a day, using a third-party tool to our services and our business opportunity. Use third-party to answer questions and follow up with people, and then to attend the big events. And Elizabeth Gardner did a great job building for Oklahoma, promoting Oklahoma. That's what we're constantly doing right now. I know the Upline Platinum executive directors are excited about, you know, how much money they're going to have to spend to pay for tickets for people. And it's all about getting people to the big event. So if you're in a position where, you know, if you have not registered and you recruit two brand new people this month, by the end of the month, and call the home office and register, your Platinum Upline executive director will pay for your ticket. And that's very, very exciting, because now you're getting there. It's not costing you to attend the event. So, and they've never done that before. So that's probably the culminating part of our system, attending the big event, because that's where you're going to get the big vision. That's where you're going to see all the excitement, all the energy. That's where you're going to see the success stories firsthand. And believe me, there will be plenty of stories and examples of people having success, and you'll be like, "Are you kidding me? You know, that person, or they made $100,000, they made a $40,000 bonus. What's the matter with me? There's nothing the matter with me. They're just more motivated, and they had the right work ethic." So hopefully, this convention will serve to inspire you and your team. So as we come into the second part of 2016. You know, you can take your business to the next level, because our 2020 goals are real and we're going to reach them. And you want to be a part of that growth. You know, what they say, all ships rise when the tide comes in, but your ship needs to be in the water for the tide to affect it. And so if you're plugging into the system with Legal Shield, you're going to get swept along when we have all this momentum, which we're really in the middle of right now. So just kind of going back a little bit, having the recruiting mindset. You know, I've always understood right from the beginning that I wanted to develop leaders in my organization. I didn't want to develop dependent associates. I was looking for independent leaders to build their organizations. And fortunately, you know, I've found a few. I've actually recruited a couple of people that have gone executive director, which is not the norm, okay? But if you keep recruiting people, eventually some of those people are going to make it to executive director. So if you're in it to win it, that is something that you can do. So maintaining that recruiting mindset is you just want to build. You want to help people get started by sharing the information with them. When they make a decision to get started, you want to get them started right. You want to help them fast start, qualify. And quite frankly, that's really all you need to know to build your business. If you just build an organization of people that fast start, qualify, or I should say associates that expose brand new people consistently, follow up with those people using third party, and then help those people get started and fast start qualify. You just build an organization that does that. You know, the rest of it will figure itself out. That is the nuts and bolts of having a recruiting mindset. And then your business will grow outside of your backyard, because, you know, the people that you recruit know people elsewhere. They know different people than you. That's why there's an opportunity for each and every one of us. You know, A.L. Williams, who founded Primerica, said, you know, whenever you go into, whenever you recruit somebody, that's an open door to about 200 new best friends, because everybody knows about 100 to 200 people, and especially if you just go through their contacts and their phones nowadays. So, you know, what you want to do is recruit a brand new person and then help them expose all the people that they know to Legal Shield services, our Life Events Legal Plan, and our ID Shield, and the business opportunity. And some of those people are going to get the memberships, and some of those people are going to become associates. That's just called the way it is. We know that the services just make common sense. So, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or an engineer to figure out this makes good sense. This is, you know, our Life Events Legal Plan will make sure our car insurance, our health insurance, our homeowner's insurance will do what they're supposed to do. It's probably the best, you know, dollar a day that you'll ever spend. So, you know, as you build your business, as you recruit new people and you build your business, obviously you just want to teach them what it takes to get to the next level. And it's all about helping people have success. You know, if you're a people person, you want to enjoy the journey. You want to enjoy your team and just people that are involved in general with being rank advanced and promoted, getting paid and promoted. Okay, so that's all we're really doing is helping people move to the next level as quickly as possible. But I like to think of it like this. You know, what if Legal Shield at our convention in Oklahoma, and of course I have no insights, and I certainly hope they don't do this, but what if they said you only have one more year to recruit and build people on your team? How seriously would you take your business? Yeah, we would all step it up a little bit, I believe. Actually, it'd probably step it up a lot if you only had 12 more months to recruit everybody. Then after that 12 months, you were not allowed to recruit anybody ever again. Only the people that you had recruited could go out and market memberships and protect families. Then I think we would all be recruiting a lot more people because, in essence, we would be cutting up the market share in that 12-month period of time. And I would encourage everybody to just pretend that's the case. Pretend you only had one more year to recruit people and see what happens to your recruiting efforts. See what happens to the size of your team. You know, if you instill that into all your new people and all your existing associates, you know, your business would explode. Our businesses will explode. So that's something I just wanted to give you guys tonight. Just work your business like you only have 12, you know, one more year, 1 year from Oklahoma, and that's it. You can't recruit anybody else. Everybody has to be in place. You know, my wife Michelle and I, every morning we meet. I get up at 5 a.m. She gets up a little bit later, but at 5:30 we have a meeting, and we take inventory. You know, by then I've got the numbers on our boards. We got two whiteboards in my office, and we chart. You know, our the players and leaders in our organization. We chart their personal sales, their organizational sales, personal and organizational recruits, and performance club points. So we can keep track of who's where and who needs to do what. Who's got how many counters toward ED? You know, who's moving toward director or senior director or whatever level it is, and what we can do to help them. So there's a graphic representation of all of our leaders right in front of us. So we meet in the morning. We discuss this at 5:30. You know, who needs what? What can we do to help individuals? And we kind of divide the team up and conquer. You know, she works with some folks, and I work with other folks. Of course, we mix and match it. We actually do an accountability call. We're doing one tonight at 10 o'clock right after this call with some of our leaders and people that are running for executive director. And that helps us to stay on the same page. That helps us stay laser focused. So as we go out into our day, it's intentional. We know what our goals are. We know what our assignments are, if you will. We know what we need to accomplish for the day. And it's basically just identifying team members and helping them identify their goals and help them get and reach their goals. And, you know, I think people will do great in this business if you just keep working to help other people reach the levels of success that they want to reach. That's all this business really is, you know, reaching down a hand and helping somebody else. And they say if you help others get what you want, you can have everything you want. And I have come to believe that. But you do it from the mentality that you're here to help other people. You know, I'm helping you guys. I'm hopefully some of the things I'll say will make sense to you. You know, and I think the best thing I've said so far is that, you know, treat it like you only have a year to build. Believe me, we will all recruit more people if you only had one more year to build your organization. Okay? And obviously, Frank, you guys got some great leaders, and Frank and Teresa and John and Elizabeth, you know, they've been with the company longer than I have, and, you know, it's their lead that I follow. It's their example that I follow. It's the Mike and Steve and Kim Melia's lead that I follow. And that's really all that I've done. I've become a copycat. I've become a very good copycat. You know, they said, this is the system. I said, all right, I don't know the system. I'll learn the system, and I'll follow the system. And I've been going to a weekly business briefing for 17 years, every Tuesday. Actually, this year I've been going to two a week, Tuesday and Thursday, one in Sebastian and one in Vero, both of which are at least 30 minutes from my house. And I'm doing this part-time, 15 hours a week. So, you know, I really don't accept or buy into people's excuses. They're just that, excuses. Somebody the other day, I was prospecting them. It's an assistant principal. He has six kids through a blended marriage. He says, Chip, man, I just don't have the time. I've got six kids. I said, first of all, having kids is not a disease. Second of all, don't make that your excuse. Make that the reason why you need to do this. I said, 15 years from now, you're going to work 15 more years for the school system. You're still going to have six kids. So, and they eat more. They're going to cost you more money, you know, 10, 15 years from now. So does it make sense to build a business that's going to generate $2,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 a month into your bank account? And I can promise you it does. Okay. The last thing I want to just kind of talk about is, you know, when you build this business, there's two things that you want to use, and that's the tools and that's the events. You know, the tools are great ways to get people information, educate them on our services and our business opportunity, lock them into the decision that they made, help them get trained. So we've got some great tools that do those things. And then the events are what help people experience the culture, have fun, because you need to have fun with this business in order for you to stay around. If it turns out being like another job that you don't like the people you're around and you don't like what you're doing, well, you're not going to probably last. But if you have fun, and all you really need to do is see Frank and Teresa on stage, and you're going to be entertained, you're going to be educated, you're going to be trained, but you're going to have some fun as well. So you hang around the people that have a great culture, that are here to help you, that have your interest in heart. And that way, that will give you that longevity. That's been one of the keys to me being around for so long, and 17 years is a little bit of time now, but I've enjoyed every moment of it. And I look forward to coming together. I'm looking forward to going to Oklahoma. I'm looking forward to going to the home office again and touring it, because I know they've made some new enhancements. I'm encouraging and promoting my entire team. Well, if you're going to Oklahoma, you have to go to Ada. It's only 2 hours down the road. And that's just going to really build your belief and the scope and magnitude of Legal Shield and what it's all about, and the mission and the crusade that we're on to help people have affordable access to the legal system. You know, I bought into Mr. Stonecipher's dream. You know, a lot of the things I do nowadays are with him in mind and in his memory. You know, we build our business because we want to continue his legacy. You know, he was a great man. He started something because there was a need for these services, not for people to get wealthy. But in the process, he developed a way where we can also, you know, do well and do good at the same time. And so, you know, I will always follow his lead. I am a Legal Shield crusader, if you will, helping people have access to the legal system all across North America. And that's what we are. You know, we're crusaders. We're out there spreading the word, really just educating people. We're not salespeople, in my opinion. You know, I don't sell people anything. I just educate them on the need for our services, on the fact that these services are available at an affordable rate, and is their family worth a dollar a day to protect? Most people say they absolutely are. And then we educate people on the opportunity. So, you know, the bottom line is, as I wrap this up, we have some amazing services, okay? We have some phenomenal attorneys throughout the United States and four provinces in Canada, okay? So that's really what the nuts and bolts, that's really what we are as far as how we broker their services. We have over 700 employees at the home office with our staff and corporate executives, okay, employees that are here to help us build our business. That's not something that we have to put forth, that we had to put together, that we have to fund or pay for. Those things are in place on our behalf. A huge office campus on the top of the hill in Oklahoma, in Ada, Oklahoma. You know, and you also, you know, when you look at what we have as we move forward, and I think we are in the best time and space as far as timing is concerned, since my in my 17 years with Legal Shield, you know, considering when I got started, we were at 0.2% market penetration, and now we're at about 2%. Of course, in that process, we became millionaires. Okay, as we go to 4%, 10%, 20% market penetration, you know, that just gets multiplied out. So the fact that we have everything I've talked about, and then on top of that, we have MidOcean Partners, which spent $651 million to purchase us and rebrand us as Legal Shield. You know, put together a world-class marketing team of executives to lead us and to grow this company is really who you have for a $99 investment or as much as a $249 investment. So, you know, it is amazing what we have when you really think about it. I would sign up in a minute. If I was a guest at a presentation, I'd be knocking people over. I'm first. The rest of you all are my team. I mean, I'm serious. I would absolutely be like that. This makes more sense to me today than it did when I looked at it 17 years ago. You know, we have an awesome compensation plan. The compensation plan is ridiculous, or ridiculous, as I've heard some people say. The incentives, are you kidding me? You know, we've seen them come in with Brinks trucks and unload plexiglass cases full of cash and hand it out to the people that earned it, the people that won the incentive. So I hope you're going to be one of those people or some of those couples and take advantage of it. I know I will be saying, I should have gotten more money. I should have gotten a bigger bonus. And hopefully you will say the same thing, and maybe that will motivate you to work even harder during the next incentive and the next promotion. And if you're one of the unfortunate ones that don't collect any money, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and say, that's the last time that's going to happen. That is the last time Legal Shield's bringing in plexiglass cases full of cash and giving it out, and none of it's coming in my pocket. The next time, there's going to be a boatload coming in my pocket. That happened to me. The first time they did that, I don't know what I was thinking about. I didn't believe them, or I just didn't think I could do it. But they gave out all this money, and I was like, what the heck is the matter with me? And that was the last time that happened. So that's another great reason to be in Oklahoma. You will get inspired, not just motivated. It's going to get to your heart. You're going to be inspired to take your business to the next level, to take your business serious, to take, you know, to be an advocate, to go out and really promote and share our services and our business opportunity with everyone. So, you know, you're gonna finally, you know, when you get to Oklahoma, you're gonna see examples of success. You're gonna see a lot of examples of success from all walks of life, and they're gonna say to you, it's gonna speak to your heart. It's gonna be like, if they can do this, I can do this. You're gonna see every example that you can imagine having tremendous amounts of success. So believe in our services, believe in our leadership, believe in our attorneys, believe in our home office staff, believe in this opportunity, believe in the crusade and the mission that our founder, Mr. Stonecipher, started for all of us to take advantage. And my parting words as I sign off from this conference call is this: really take this business very, very seriously. Just because of the timing and where we are in the marketplace, go out and get to work, build your business as if you only had 12 more months to recruit people. So, Frank and Teresa, I really appreciate having some time on the call with you this evening, and I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Chip, thank you. I'll tell you, Chip, this is the first time we've ever had people added to the call as the speaker spoke. They must be calling other searches and telling them.
Yeah, thank
you
so much.
I heard your reminder about your other call. Thank you so much. And
great job.
I think you probably really impact our team tonight more than you'll ever know, buddy. That was great, huh?
It sure was.
That was wonderful. And, hey, listen, thanks, everybody, for being on so long. And I agree with Chip. You weren't born just to endure life. You were born to enjoy your life. And once you get the money monkey off your back and you get liberated of, you know, cash, the need for cash, nothing can hold you back. And the way you do that is what Chip said, help people. That's all I got to tell you.
That's right. And I love the fact that they meet at 5:30 in the morning. And
no, I don't.
We did similar things, just not at 5:30 in the morning.
No. 5:30 is a little early.
But I tell you what, game planning, what you want to accomplish the day, you know, each day, who you want to touch base with, who you want to support.
We do all of our numbers every morning. We do all that stuff. And I'll tell you, it makes a big, big difference.
It sure does. So, everybody, listen, let's have a fantastic week. This is almost the end of the month. We've just got a little ways to go. And so we're excited about what's going on, what the recruiting is up, the numbers are up. We want your income to be up. So please take Chip's advice. Let's treat this like we only have 12 months. Let's really pull out all the stops.
There you go. All right, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa and all the people who helped on the call saying thanks for all that you do, and I'll be there, Zane, right?
All right, have a great week, everybody. You know we love you and appreciate every single one of you.
Bye-bye now.